This is Talking with the Gravy Train on Ski Tracks, the latest in Nordic ski talk and news. And now your host, Peter Graves.
Hello again, everybody. I'm Peter Graves, your host for Talking with the Gravy Train. And today we're very happy to have on the show Noah Hoffman, who is with us on the phone from Vermont today. Noah, it's great to have you on the program. Thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm excited to do this.
Well, now, we're glad to have you. So tell me, how are things going right now for you? You've come back to Vermont, and you're on the cusp of this new and very important season. How is everything?
Everything's great. Yes, I'm headed east. So I left the Rocky Mountain region yesterday, and I'm stopping here in Vermont to do a technique block with my coach, Zach Caldwell, and then off to Europe on Friday. And I'm very excited to get the season underway. I'm feeling fit. I feel like I've made improvements in my technique this summer. I feel like I've made gains in my strength, and I'm looking forward to testing it against a world-class field.
Now, so you'll leave on Friday, and where will you go?
The U.S. ski team is starting the year in Beitostølen, Norway, for some tune-up races, just some FIS races, although they will be a highly competitive field with the whole Norwegian national team and several other national teams there. And then we go from there to Finland, to Kuusamo, a venue that we've raced at several times before for the opening World Cup weekend.
You know, I've seen a lot of postings on Facebook from, like, Holly and Keegan and a lot of other people, too. And, they're all getting, everything organized. You know, my earplugs, my music, my whatever they're bringing. I'm sure that's the same for you. You guys will be over there for a while. It must be, in some ways, daunting to reach this point.
It is, for sure, especially from a travel perspective. It's going to be a long trip. I've never done one quite this long. My return ticket, I believe, is scheduled for March 23rd.
Oh, my.
So it'll be over 4 months long. It's going to be a challenge. We have made team dynamics a priority and really making sure that the environment on the road is a really comfortable and productive one. And I think we did a good job of that last year. We're, of course, going to have to continue to work on that this year. I'm excited to get back with my teammates. I'm excited to see my international friends and my friends on the World Cup. But I'm also, nervous about the length of the trip, about the racing, about staying happy, and about leaving home for this long. It's going to be a long time until I'm back in the Rocky Mountain region where I consider home.
Now, a number of people, Keegan included, had spent the holidays in Davos. Do you know what your holiday plans are going to be?
Yes, I'm also planning on spending my holidays in Davos this year. Last year I was in Germany, so this will be a new experience for me. I think, it should be really fun. We've spent a lot of time in Davos over the past several seasons, and Davos is an incredible place. It really is one of the nicest places in the world. So there's no complaints for spending Christmas in Switzerland.
Yeah, I would guess that's true. So will we see you on the Tour de Ski? Are you planning to be there?
I am. I'm planning to race all the way through. The last 4 days are definitely much more to my preference and to my strength much more than the first 3 days. So I'm looking forward to racing all the way through the Tour de Ski. I think a couple other athletes on the U.S. ski team are as well, but several are going to just do the first 3 or 4 days and then rest in preparation for the Olympics.
Yeah, I get the feeling that a number of top skiers are not going to do it. What's your take on, I guess if you manage it well, it's probably fine, but can the Tour de Ski be overwhelming, or do you have to just kind of go in with a game plan?
Well, last year was my first year doing it, and it was a really, really good experience for me, but I definitely think that I can learn a lot of lessons from last year, both on the results and on how I handled things afterwards and recovery from it. I believe that it can be an asset to my season as a whole, but it also plays a factor in my major goals for the year. Of course, I'm looking forward to the Olympics, and I'm looking forward to that experience, and my career goals include winning the Olympics, but I don't believe that's realistic for me this year. And in that vein, I think the World Cup season is almost as important for me this year as the Olympics are. I expect to come back in 2018 and be an Olympic medal contender. But at this point, I want to work on gaining experience and having successful results all season long. I guess an international field and the Tour de Ski is a really good way to get a lot of experience in a short amount of time.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's certainly exciting watching for all of us to watch you and your teammates gear up for Sochi. So you went to Sochi last year, by all accounts, the course there is pretty tough. What are your observations on that?
The skate side of the course as Vancouver was, is broken up into a red and a blue course, and one's classic and one's skate. And the skate side is, I would say, the hardest course I've ever raced. It's got the climb back out of the hole, essentially. You basically go downhill for 2.5K, turn around and come back uphill for 2.5K. And the climb back up is 5 minutes long, plus or minus. And it's probably the hardest and most sustained climb I've ever seen on an international course. And that plays beautifully to my strengths. I'm really excited about it. The classic side is also challenging, although no defining features in the same way that the skate course has. The 50K is going to include five laps of each course, which means we get to go up that huge hill five times in the 50K. It'll be included once in the classic race. The classic race will be a lap of the classic 5K, a lap of the skate 5K. And then a lap of the classic 5K. The 30K will have three times up that big hill, so we'll get plenty of experience on that huge hill, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, I wonder if this is, just the continuation of a trend in course design, that they're just simply, at the international level, getting tougher and tougher all the time.
Absolutely, and there's certainly been discussion about that, and people noting that there's maybe something lost in kind of old-fashioned and more rolling-type courses and flatter courses. But I honestly can't complain, because the more challenging and the bigger the hills on the course, the more they play to my strengths. And so I'm very excited about it.
And so give us a little bit of overview on your preparations this summer and into the fall that have brought you to where you are now.
Well, my training year was certainly defined by shoulder surgery that I had at the end of March. That was a necessary surgery. It was my second surgery on my left shoulder, but this time we went with a more invasive procedure that I believe was very successful and should absolutely be the final solution for my shoulder, at least for a long time, I hope. And so recovery from that was really kind of dictating my schedule. I was not allowed to do much for a couple of weeks, and I was in a sling for 6 weeks, and it was almost 12 weeks before I was allowed to use my upper body at all or roller ski. And so that took me all the way into mid or late June, when I was just in Park City doing physical therapy and not using my upper body, but doing a whole lot of indoor training. I spent a lot of time on spin bikes and uphill hiking on a treadmill. Then I was able to work back into roller skiing, but I still didn't travel until the end of July. So the first 4 months of the training year, I was in Park City. It was really nice, actually, to be in one place. I made some wonderful friends. I spent a lot of time doing fun activities, and also feel like I got really good base training in. And then because I was so stagnant for the first half of the year and had lost some roller skiing and on snow time, we really packed the second half of the training year with camps, and were focused on technique and focused on upper body strength to regain anything that I had lost during the surgery. And so I went to a whole bunch of camps. I went started out on snow on the Eagle Glacier above Alyeska with Alaska Pacific University, and then I went from there down to New Zealand to train for 3 weeks with Simi Hamilton and Andy Newell, my U.S. ski team teammates. I then joined Chris Freeman in the Mayweather Sports Center over on the Stelvio Glacier on the Swiss-Italian border. Most recently, or in October, I should say, I was in Canmore, Alberta, skiing on frozen thunder. And then most recently, I just got back from a camp in Vail, Colorado, where we were lucky enough to have natural snow to ski on. And so it really has been a very, very busy time since I started traveling in late July. But I also think it's been very productive, and I'm really feeling good about having so much on snow time under my belt.
Well, that's wonderful. Let's go back to the World Championships last year in Val di Fiemme. You had a 15th place there. I know a performance that you were particularly proud about. Tell me a little bit about that race. And I get the overall sense, and particularly watching you ski at Canmore last year, you're really on the cusp or maybe already there a little bit of breaking through. I mean, I saw you at Canmore in the 30K ski with the top guys quite a bit of the race. And this must be that and the verification of your world championship result. This must give you confidence. What does it feel like as you are, let me say, knocking on the door?
Well, thank you. I was really happy with the way my season went last year, especially those two races, as you mentioned. And I would say that, you know, it feels like there is still a long ways to go. I'm happy with the progress I've made, but I'm really looking ahead. I want, you know, there's several steps still to be competitive at the top, you know, with the top guys on a week-in, week-out basis. And I'm looking forward to taking those steps and to the work involved to get there. I believe I have the best team in the world around me, not only here with Zach Caldwell working on technique, but also with the guidance of John Callahan out of Aspen, who works with me on my training plan, training design, energy management. I developed some new in-season cues last year for kind of day-to-day energy management, my sleep, my hydration, my food intake that I think are really going to help me continue that progress that I've made and are really easy and repeatable cues that I'm looking forward to implementing this year. I feel like I can certainly build on that success. I do struggle for confidence at times, but it's really nice to be able to look back and say, you know, I've been there. I know I can do this, and I'm just continuing to move forward and continuing to look for that next step and where that's going to come from and which, you know, deficits I can improve on and how I can really solidify my strengths. So I'm really happy with where things are and how things went last year, and looking forward to a new season and moving forward again.
Yeah, and one of the things I know about you from having been around you a bit over time, I mean, you're very positive. You have a great attitude when it comes to the sport. And how do you continue to kind of keep it fresh and vibrant with all the training and all the travel? I mean, I guess maybe the simple answer is that you love it. But what say you?
Yeah, I think the key for me for keeping it fun and keeping it engaging is to really make sure that I'm enjoying my time when I'm not focused 100%. And that comes more in the summer when I have more time to, you know, to give to social activities and to the things that I really enjoy. But I think I definitely generate a lot of my fun and a lot of my happiness outside of training, and then use training as my work. And I enjoy being focused, and I enjoy the challenge of improving in my skiing. And so I try to balance my life as a whole, as opposed to just counting on my training and counting on the day-to-day grind for all of my well-being, because I think that's a really challenging thing to do.
Indeed. Well, listen, thank you so much for taking the time with us. And, of course, Noah, we wish you all the best and your teammates. And, you know, I hope the winter will be off to a gangbuster start for you.
Thank you so much, Peter. It was my pleasure.
Well, it's great to have you. That was Noah Hoffman, another edition of Talking with the Gravy Train. As always, we'd like to know what you think about the interview. Please leave your comments on our website. For now, I'm Peter Graves.